You are listening to Spiritually Speaking, Incorporating Just Ask Janet.
All aspects of metaphysics, spirituality, intuition, mediumship, and psychic interpretation on Spiritually Speaking are not an exact science. Therefore, within the concepts of all roads lead to the source, the interpretation and expression of information, opinions, and sharing is from our current perspective and understanding.
This is Spiritually Speaking on Eden AM 1368. Hi, Di.
Hi, Janet.
Welcome back.
Good to be here.
Yeah. Are we fielding the question from the garden route? It's from Samantha.
Okay.
On the garden route. And I'm going to read it out. I love your show, and I'm listening all the way from the garden route. Please, can you assist? I'm at a major crossroads and don't know what to do.
Okay. So I see that you're going through a very troubled period and could be mulling things over, but too much. Maybe you can't see the wood for the trees. And I know that we tend to do this when we're at a crossroads. So I see that all of a sudden you're going to reach a conclusion. And how are you going to come about this? It's actually somebody that's going to make a comment that just triggers something within you, and you know in that moment what decision to make. So I want to say, just relax at the moment. Don't be so troubled. Actually, just ask your guardian angel to help you calm down, all right? And when you know what to do, then it's an absolutely new start for you. I sense a busier period where you're going to feel more at ease, even though it's a busier period, but where you can be yourself without anybody judging you for who you are and what you do. I also see that something that you've been putting off could be in the form of a hobby. That's coming to the fore. So I feel that you can work well in a team, but you're also great at making or doing things on your own, because you're actually a very good leader. Looks like you've got the ability to manifest things also for yourself, and that's also a very good sign. And I know that when you're going through a troubled time that you might not feel it. So just be patient with yourself. Just give yourself some time. There is a conclusion coming for you. Your angel card is that you have divine knowledge that is to help others through your spiritual teaching. So I want to say good luck.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much. So I do hope that has been of assistance. Where to next?
Right.
Do you want the next one on the screen, or do you want the one that came through to you at home?
Okay, I can do one that came through to me at home. Right, this is Gwen, and she's from Johannesburg. She says, will I own my own business one day? Her answer is yes. I see that at the moment you're in quite an isolated location, and while you're still doing things for yourself, there is an unexpected move coming up to a work offer that's coming through via your husband. And you have what it takes actually to own your own business. So once you've moved, I see that things start happening for you. I feel like you might just also be a little bit impatient at the moment, but then there's more enough time. You're going to be very good at what you're doing. So I see that the success flows from there, but initially you might put in too many hours and then also suffer a bit of burnout. So watch the energy levels when that happens. But the news is really good. So I want to say, just be patient. There's a move coming up here, quite a big one, all right? Your overriding angel card is fertility, believe it or not. And it's the perfect time for you, the angels say, to start new projects, access new ideas, and give birth to new conditions. So there is something coming here for you too, Gwen. But just give yourself time. When there's a big move, you won't have time to think about anything else. You'll do that first, and then the other thing will fall into place.
Thank you. That's great. So we're going to pay some bills, and then we're going to hear from Wilson Phillips with Hold On.
Do you need fiber wireless internet with guaranteed uptime and great speed? Reliable, uncapped, and no throttling? Then call FiberStream now on 01-00-20-20-50. FiberStream, for service that is outstanding. This is Spiritually Speaking, incorporating Just Ask Janet and Angel Oracle Assist every week on Eden AM 1368.
For all your printer cartridge needs, contact SA Cartridges today. We can supply you with high-quality, generic, compatible, imported printer cartridges. Dealers and agents and end users are all welcome. We also offer a safe and secure online store. For more information, visit the website sacartridges.co.za, or you can email sacartridges@yahoo.com, or you can even phone on 082-552-7513. That is 082-552-7513. SA Cartridges, we put the color back into your life. This is Eden AM 1368, Spiritually Speaking, incorporating psychics live right here on Eden AM. So this is your on-air, online, in-tune, agony aunts, Janet and Diane.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to Jason next.
Yep. Now, Jason says that he recently broke up with a girl about 6 or 7 months ago, wants to know if she's going to be returning to him. Jason, this is what I'm seeing for you. I see that you're not quite over this relationship and that you spend a lot of time thinking about what could have happened, what went wrong, basically eating yourself up. I do see further interaction with this lady, but I'm not seeing it working out over the long term with this woman. I see there seems to be some disappointment coming for you if you keep on hoping for it. I'm sorry to tell you this. So I want to say is like be friendly, but I do see an argument ensuing if you push things too much. But what I do see for you is that somebody new is going to be introduced to you via a friend. And I see that the two of you have quite a lot in common and actually get on very well. Now, it's probably not something that you want to hear right now, but just give yourself some time. I do see that timing is around the festive season and that the two of you will decide to go to a quite important event together and have a lot of fun. So I do see some change coming here for you. And you know what your angel's message says? It says transformation. You are experiencing enormous change right now, which brings great blessings. So while we sometimes don't get over something in hindsight, we look back and we realize it was for our better good. And I want to say, Jason, that this in this instance, it's one of those circumstances for you. Just hang in there.
Well done. That's fantastic. So, Jason, I do hope that's been of assistance. Where are we going now?
Okay, I've got a question from Charlene. She says, what are the future prospects about the new job that I've just started? This is just excellent, Charlene. You know what? This reading is so positive. I mean, it's just, it's long last since I've had so many positive cards all set out. And I want to say to you that you have made such a good choice. What you're going to be doing is just up your alley. In fact, you're going to be so relieved that you're back in this type of environment, that you're going to enjoy yourself, actually maybe too much, if I can put it that way. I see that you're going to have very busy periods. In fact, the business might start off small, but I do see that growing over a period of time, that you might actually take on another helper there. And what I see over here is that people are giving you responsibility because they can see how reliable and responsible that you are. However, I see that some fears creep in. Again, it's self-made fears where we think something might happen and it actually doesn't. And it's about historically what you've been through in the business world. And I see that actually doesn't last long. It's a brief moment and you just fly. I see this being as a long-term thing for you. So your angel reading, and it's just wonderful how they work. It's infinite supply. It says, you are supplied for today and all of your tomorrows. Isn't that fantastic? I don't think that you've got any fears here. I just want to say that it just makes my heart sing.
We're going to hear from Boston now because this track's called More Than a Feeling, and it's all about, it's absolutely just got to be more than a feeling. It's just, the angels are fantastic. The guides and the ascended masters are fantastic. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Mumba has over 20 years of experience making Edenvale and surrounding areas safer for everyone. Visit our website at mumbasecurity.co.za or contact us today on 01-609-0237. Mumba Strike Force, your security company.
Eden, AM 1368.
And this is Spiritually Speaking with your on-air, online, in-tune Agony Aunts, Janet and Diane, psychics live, angel, oracle assistant, all that. We've had feedback from Jason. He said, I really enjoyed the reading and I'm now happy to move along. Hope you all have a blessed day and thanks again.
Oh, that is so great, Jason. It's always lovely to receive feedback. So if anybody has anything to say, we really enjoy getting some feedback. Thanks, guys.
Who's next or what's next?
Okay, so I have a question from Ryan who wants to know, he's up in Africa, he works up middle of Africa somewhere. He says, will I remain at the position that I'm in and stay in the country that I'm currently working in? So what I see for you, Ryan, is that you're going to be poached by another company. It's actually somebody that you used to work with or a company that you used to work with from the past that will be contacting you out of the blue. And it looks as if they had, well, they need your expertise. Something that they've had in their environment is not working out for them. So they're looking for you again. And I do see that you're going to have regrets trying to tell your current employer that you want to leave. But what's drawing you, I see, is that your family is in the place that they want you to move to. So I see that your heart wants to follow the family, and this actually sways you towards this new offer. So yes, I do see you moving, and not only positions, but obviously countries. And your angel card is blossoming, it says. You're just getting started, so have patience with yourself and the process. Don't give up. And that's good for you, because I know that... I know that your wife wants to actually move, so I hope that is a satisfactory answer.
Thank you. Is there another one?
Actually, I do. I have anonymous. He says, he's from the Santon area. He says, do I need to be concerned about the management of the franchise that I own? Okay. You know, it's also... You know, to do questions like this, we have to remain so unaffected, if you want to put it that way, unbiased. So I always look at it with a good heart and say, what's going to benefit the questioner? And what I see for you is that you may have thought that the franchise would be a quick and easy way of bringing in finances, but you may have it may have just exploded a bit too hastily. And grown with maybe too many people, and your expectations may be a little bit too soon for it to be operating at 100% already. So I want to say that there seems to have been good communication in the beginning, but that seems to have faltered somewhere along the line. I see that maybe if you could step in instead of using a middleman, because there seems to be somebody that's also in between... going between you and the business, and maybe they're from their perception, it's not actually what it's all about. And maybe you would like to actually step in and make that connection again with your management of the franchise, actually, and have a good heart-to-heart, because I think that this could be actually fixed or remedied. So don't be hasty about doing any major changes without looking into things personally over there. So I see that you could actually lose good staff if you don't step in and look after loyal people here. And your angel card says, be honest with yourself. What is your heart's true desire? I hope that was good for you.
I'm sure it was. It's fantastic. Okay, so this is Eden AM 1368, Spiritually Speaking, with Psychics Live on air. Spiritual guidance from the angels, your spirit guides, and ascended master vibrations. The WhatsApp line in studio, in case you need to know, is 083-452-1143. That is 083-452-1143. Janet and Diane in studio answering your questions. Send them through or keep them coming in. Thank you very much for the support. We're going to move into the Just Ask Janet segment of the show. It is a stone per week, a color per month, and affirmations to go with that information. And today's stone is zoisite and ruby. It's also known as the Reiki healing stone. And it is linking in with the number four, which is grounding and focus. And the primary colors are green, because our color for September was green. And next week it's purple, my favorite. October is the month of purple. Zoisite and ruby is linked to these energies. It dispels laziness, facilitates added advancement into your life. It assists in positively achieving altered states of awareness, stimulates the utilizing of talents of the mind. It also brings stimulation of the psychic abilities. It amplifies the entire energy field of the body, and it maintains your individuality. It's a powerful assist for energy healing. Okay, so it's green with ruby, which is red. Okay, it's a lovely, lovely stone. Here are the affirmations. I have clarity as I achieve various states of awareness. My physical abilities and thoughts have positively progressed. There is clarity in all that I do. Each aspect of my psychic abilities have been positively enhanced. Powerful energy healing pours into me now. I am able to work with and maintain a more positively sensitized alignment. And the last one is, my aura is energized and vibrant. There is light everywhere. The affirmations are posted one a day, so seven per week, for you to work with on a daily basis and to revisit those energies. This is Eden AM 1368. Spiritually Speaking with Janet and Diane. We're going to hear from a group called Rag and Bone Man, and the track is Human.
I do what I can, don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
That is a fantastic song, eh?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Di was saying she was enjoying that. Oh, it's really, really great. Okay, so yes. Di's going to share about how to connect with your angels.
That's right. So we each have a guardian angel. Every one of us has a guardian angel, whether you're good or bad. Okay, nobody goes without. So we came into this lifetime with this angel, and the same angel was with us in previous lifetimes. So they know us inside and out. There's nothing to be ashamed of. They know our deepest thoughts. But they never step in and take over. For us to work with them, it's good if we can develop a relationship with them. So I speak to mine on a daily basis. I mean, he goes everywhere where I go, naturally, and so does yours go everywhere where you go. But to get to a closer connection with him, you might want to know what your angel's name is. On my website, there's a page called Visualizations, and there is a little six-minute visualization. All you have to do is just click the button and listen, and you can help help yourself to connect with your angel. And the nicest part of it is that when you start connecting, you never go then without asking your angel for help. And that's when they step in. Only when you ask for help, and that's important to realize that. So the time that they do step in without you asking is if you're facing death and it's not your time to pass over, then they will step in and make sure that that's averted. But I would like to encourage you to get to know your angel's name and to develop that relationship with them. They honestly are the most helpful invisible friend that you could say that you could have. And once you get to know your angel, you can't do without it. Okay, I just wanted to encourage everybody to do that.
Fantastic. And obviously your spirit guides work very similarly.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
Then once you've got a connection, you can join a meditation group. And if you need anything you need to know in the spiritual world here in, let's say, Gauteng, in inverted commas, South Africa, we've been in the industry a long time. If you need to find anything, a product, meditation group, etc., etc., please let us know, because yes. We're the go-to people.
Exactly. We've got a lot of information at hand. And if we don't know somebody or something, we will find out, because we have those connections. So there's never, ever a question that's too difficult for us.
100%. Yeah. That's the way it goes. Who's next?
Okay, I have Caroline. She says that I've recently started a new job and feel I'm being targeted by staff members who've done the same to predecessors. Do I stay or leave? it's quite sad, you know. I've come across a lot of bullying in the corporate environment. It's never been, I think, as bad as it is now. All right, so this is what I see for you, Caroline. I see that this company that you are at has a lot to offer, except for a couple of bad apples. And I want to say it looks like a little bit of a click. And I see that you are deeply stressed by this whole thing, and that you could even be starting to look for another position, or thinking of it at least. But what I see is that you appear to be the catalyst for change here. So you could be the one that makes that change and breaks up that click. I see that somebody is giving you assistance with this. So you're not doing it on your own. Could be somebody senior. And they're going to help you stamp out the insubordination and break up that click, as I said. So I want to say just take a step back. Look at it rationally. Take the emotion right out of the picture. It looks as if that you could do a lot of good in this position, and you've got actually the strength within you to do so. So don't just give up yet. In time, I do see that there is another position for you, and it does look as if it's within the company. So I want to say that you're going to be doing a lot of good there. Your angel card is focused intention. Keep your unwavering thoughts, feelings, and actions focused on your target, and you will make your mark. I think that is so apt.
That's fantastic. Yeah. What was the person's name?
Caroline.
Caroline, I'm sure that you're very, very pleased with that. That was fantastic.
Yes. You know how sometimes I feel is that I don't know how things work, and I know that we know ultimately. Yeah. But I teach in my tarot class, I say to the pupils, you know, I sometimes feel like the angels wipe all the pictures off, and then they put down the right pictures for what you need to decipher.
There you go.
It just, everything always comes up exactly for that person.
100%.
Yeah.
It happens in a psychic development too. Because don't you find they develop psychically with the tarot?
Yes.
I prefer to do just psychic development.
Mm-hmm.
I can do tarot, but and even working, we both do metamorphosis, we both do Reiki.
Mm.
Don't you find that when you work with energy healing,
yes,
you sensitize intuitively anyway?
Totally. When I'm doing a Reiki session, I'm already seeing the people around my client, you know,
yeah.
And there's images that they show me, and then obviously empathically I feel in my own body what is wrong with them. But the help that you get from the angels and the guides is just so phenomenal.
Do you know what I've come across quite a lot is people who've done Reiki courses and they've started working as Reiki healers and working with the energy.
Yes.
And then they start getting messages.
Yes.
So it's very, very exciting.
Yes.
So they're guided every step of the way.
Yes. Well, you know, when I first started with metamorphosis, I used to do quite a lot of distant healing as well. And the one day I was lying on the grass and I was doing something for somebody who had a spider bite on her foot. And that was my first, I think, empathic
experience.
Feeling. Yes. It was like, oh my goodness, my foot was so sore. And anyway, you know what, I worked on that energy and eventually the foot was better. And over a week of working with it, her spider bite healed.
Fantastic.
And she was 1,000 miles away. So it just works.
It does.
You know? Yeah.
It's fantastic. Lots of love and light. Okay, so we're going to hear from a band called Wet, Wet, Wet. And it's Love Is All Around, because it certainly is.
Hey, you're listening to Eden AM 1368.
And this is Spiritually Speaking. You're on air, online, in tune, Agony Aunts, Janet and Diane, answering your questions, giving you spiritual guidance, pointing you in the right direction, and being a huge source of support. Please do like the Eden AM 1368 Facebook page, as well as our page, Spiritually Speaking on Air. Please do so. Over to you, Di.
Okay, we've got a question over here from Brendan. He's here in Johannesburg, and he wants to know, he's been waiting a long time to meet somebody special and start a family. Will this ever happen, he says. I think a lot of us want to know that. Okay, Brendan, this is what I see for you. I see, almost sense that you're quite deeply troubled by not having this happen to you yet, or having met somebody as special as yet. I sense that you've met a lot of, or many lovely potential partners, but for some reason, there seems as if it's like ships passing in the night. There's just not that that connection between two that you are looking for. All right, so what I'd suggest is that I think that there might have been somebody really special in your life at one point, and there seems to be a comparison that seems to be coming in, and maybe that's what's also blocking you, looking at everybody as an individual. So this somebody special that you're looking for just doesn't seem to match up to that special person that you had at that point. I also see that you are terribly, terribly busy at work, and that you like almost work, well, do you work maybe 18 hours a day where you are? So you're putting a lot of energy into that as well. So there just seems to be a little bit of a discontinuation of flow going at the moment. What I would suggest for you is that just calm down. Take one day at a time, because I see somebody who's got the same passion for you or is in the same industry as you are. She might have appeared already. She might be in the form of a rep, so she pops in or out of your life. Okay, but I'm seeing that there's going to be a connection with you and this person. So I want to say just keep your options open and just let things flow and let this take place. I want to say that rather focus on finding a partner than rather looking at the lack of one. And that would also help you bring in anybody that is worthy of a relationship with you, and that's obviously looking for the same values as you are. And your angel card is bodies of water. Spend time near water such as a lake, river, or ocean to recharge your batteries. And that might just be what you need at the moment, is to take some time out and to just get a refreshing perspective on things, and that could just sort everything out. And I think this person's actually right under your nose, but you haven't spotted her yet, which is also really exciting for you. So go for it.
As they say, hidden in plain sight.
Good one.
Yeah. Okay, so this is Eden AM 1368, Janet and Diane in studio with Spiritually Speaking. You're on air, online, in tune, Agony Aunts, as I like to say. I love that line. I love that catchphrase. So your angel message for the week is also published onto Spiritually Speaking on air on Facebook and then shared onto Eden AM 1368. So please take it away.
Thank you. So the angel message for the week is be strong. You are stronger than you think you are, and your strength assures a happy outcome. So basically, is just give yourself some time. You might think that you're not getting through something at the moment, but you know what? The wheels are turning, and things are happening behind that closed door that you're not aware of yet. So just allow things to formulate. Ask your angel to help you with some patience, and just say thank you. Showing an attitude of gratitude also helps to bring things into your space. Try that this week.
Yes, indeed. And if you'd like to book a full session, a full reading with myself or Diane, you're welcome to contact me, Janet, on 082-871-5182. I'm going to say it again, 082-871-5182, or Diane on
082-699-0031.
Please repeat it.
082-699-0031.
And if you'd like to email questions through ahead of time before Sunday 5 o'clock or 5 p.m., you can email janet@edenradio.co.za. And it looks like we've come to the end of the show.
Another successful one. I'm just saying, you know, this hour goes so fast. I can't believe it.
It does. You know, and I think we're going to have to up it to 2 hours. We'll have to speak to the boss man and see how that goes. But let us know what you think. Okay, so there's lots of love and light being sent to all of you. Thanks so much for the questions, the participation, the support, and the company.
It's been great. Thank you so much for listening.
Okay, and we're going to play out with Extreme with More Than Words. God bless, love and light. See you next week.
Tune in every week for our on-air psychic reading segment, Angel Oracle Assist, right here on Spiritually Speaking with Janet and Diane. Thank you.
The understanding and interpretation of all information or opinions shared on Spiritually Speaking will be for your own individual understanding and expression. Nothing is cast in stone. Through your free will and intention, you can change the outcome and the future.